advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Both of us in studio for the first time in over a week. We're glad to be back with you, and we've got a lot to talk about today, most of it concerning basketball. The NCAA tournament, the men's brackets are out. Daddy is waiting for the women's bracket and the selection show tonight, front and center, 7 o'clock. Nebraska won't be in, just like the men. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I just didn't have enough time this morning to go back to the old shows and cut out and just kind of make a montage, because I was waiting all hour yesterday. A lot of people were waiting to see if Creighton was going to get in. I was waiting to see who Nebraska was going to play in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Daddy, would you like to apologize?
No, I do not want to apologize for not being happy and excited for this team throughout the year.
No, that was not your argument one bit, one iota, one pebble of sand on the beach. Was that your? That had nothing to do with being happy and wanting the Huskers to win. Nothing. You were challenging me by saying the Huskers weren't going to get into the NCAA tournament. And by even going 8-8, they weren't even close. By going 8-8 in the conference, they weren't even close. And that, I guess, goes to tell you something. The problem, though, is look at the six Big 12 teams did get in. And as
said there would be only four Big 12 teams at one time to get in.
At one time, that's all there was, yes. I did not say that.
And you said if Nebraska, you thought there would be no way Nebraska could climb to fifth or sixth in the conference because it was just totally unfathomable.
And?
Well, they didn't take care of business down the stretch.
And?
We were talking about things in a hypothetical nature at that point. They had every opportunity to finish in the top six teams.
And I said they would blow one of the games at home, and it just happened to be the game they blew was to Texas A&M, which got them going and got them into the tournament. I just want a little apology. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. I just wanted a little apology.
You know what I want somebody to apologize for? Class A basketball.
Now, we're going to talk with the state championship coaches. We have a lot lined up today. Hopefully, we can get them all for you. We will be talking with Paul Baronica of Ravenna. Kevin Asher from Hastings St. Cecilia is going to join us at about 11:40. We hope to have Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald on to recap his rankings, in which he placed Hastings St. Cecilia third in the all-class rankings. That would have never been possible had it not been for Tino Martinez and the gang that put on the Heartland Hoops Classic, because St. Cecilia would have never got a chance to play Ralston, beat Ralston, who won Class B. That's the only way that these teams will ever crack the top 10, is when they get that chance, kind of like a mid-major gets a chance at a big boy. And I understand, you've got something that you're going to do here, it looks like, talking about who you think are the best teams in the state, which we'll talk about in a minute. And we also hope to have Coach Jeff Dittman on from the Hastings College women's basketball team here sometime this hour. We're not sure exactly what that practice schedule is going to be as they get ready for the national semifinals tonight. Are you kidding me? It's just that's the biggest story. I mean, everybody else has done a great job, but for them to be playing tonight, again, crazy.
They're 5th seed in their pot of 8, and that's a whole other story.
Congratulations to St. Cecilia and to Ravenna for winning state championships. You know, we had some very exciting championships again. You know, I thought there's no way. I thought, you know what, there is no way that the first three games that I had the privilege of broadcasting both Saturday and this Saturday and the girls Saturday before would be as exciting. And, boy, the first two were. And the Class A was exciting for a whole different reason. The lowest scoring Class A final since 1945.
You know, I got to think that the second game, Doug, which you did, which it comes down to the wire and I guess you would call that the poor decision-making at the end of it had something to do with that, fouling people when you should not be fouling in that situation. Call it what you want. Still one of the most exciting games of the day. But all the way throughout, throw out Class A, because that's an embarrassment. I don't even know what, you know, I don't even know what you want to say. 34 points. Okay, I had a damn good state tournament. I'll be honest with you. I scored 36, people. I scored 36. I defeated Creighton in the final. I defeated Creighton Prep by 2 points. Give back the trophy. I challenge Creighton Prep. Give back the trophy. Southwest, give back your miniature trophy. Give them back. Just say, disallow this in every book in Nebraska basketball history. I want to ask Kevin Asher today if he felt that his team needed to take it upon themselves after Class A basketball put basketball back 55 to 60 years, if they had to do something about it. And they maybe got with the Shadron coaching staff and asked them and challenged them. Let's save Nebraska basketball. And I think they did that.
That was a great game. 71% shooting in the first quarter for Hastings St. Cecilia. And you know what? I don't think it was because the defense was poor. I also want to say this, and we are somewhat guilty of this, but not as much as others. Shadron was the most overlooked team in the state of Nebraska. Everybody kept waiting for Shadron to get beat. And right now, if I could walk down and shake Don Lease's hand, I would do it again, because the tough season that they had at Kearney Catholic, and they played them to overtime in the district final.
How?
I know. I don't understand. They took him to 1 point last year, to overtime this year. It's just the style. It's the hard play that they have. What a schedule they had this year as well. You know, I'm not going to get too over the top here, because St. Cecilia did handle them fairly easily, although they at least gave St. Cecilia a game for the most part. Shadron was as deserving to win that game as Hastings St. Cecilia was. In fact, let's face it, if St. Cecilia wasn't so unconscious from the outside in the first half, they probably would have been down 10 at halftime. Shadron struggled in the third quarter. I think they only ended up putting up 8 points. But what we feel is one of the best teams we've ever seen in Hastings St. Cecilia had to hold off two threes in the last 10 seconds to win that ball game.
Good looks. You know, you say what you want about the three-pointers, and would have went down almost any other part of that game. Did not realize how much talent there was around Eliason. For all that's made of Elliot Eliason, and I guess, you know what, say what you want about the opening round game. He's a tough matchup, shows some skill in the finals, showed some good touch in the finals. Somebody that I'll be honest with you, on Friday's show, was not that crazy about. I made the statement, you know what, 4 points and five rebounds, it's just unacceptable if you're going to be drawing Division I interest at 6'11". You know what, I thought Hastings St. Cecilia created matchup problems, showed some good things at times. Still don't know that he's a quality of player that Nebraska needs to really change things down there and change a culture. I don't know if he's one of those big men, but me something.
People kept talking about him all weekend long. A lot of questions asked of me, because I'd actually seen Shadron play at the Heartland Hoops Classic. A lot of questions out there about him. I said, again, I think we talked about it on the show, he's got 5 years to develop. This year, next year, redshirt year, freshman year, and then maybe can contribute somewhere as a sophomore. Dana Altman and Doc Sadler were at all three of his games. They were watching. They both want him. And let's face it, the kid is 6'11". He is 6'11". He will be good enough. I'm not saying he's going to be an all-Big 12 or all-Missouri Valley Conference. He's 6'11". He can't hurt you, I wouldn't think. And he's got a long time to get better and fill out. But I wasn't sure that he was the best player on that team. I think Jake Bargan is a great – Jake, right? Bargan is the best player on that Shadron team. And accolades, I'll tell you what, how heartbreaking that had to be. Shadron had a heck of a crowd out there in St. Cecilia. I mean, Shadron played a great game to beat Bennington. I thought Bennington would just have more athletes, and no. And St. Cecilia.
Well, their comeback against Pierce.
Well, that was the down moment of the whole St. Cecilia run. Pierce. Good Lord. But anyway. And you know what? And congratulations to Class B. Ralston and Beatrice got out and played. That was the joke after the Class A game. Will Beatrice and Ralston even score that many? You know, I kind of thought they would because Ralston was the better team.
How about Greg Smith just taking over the game?
Well, when we saw him at the Heartland Hoops Classic, or when I saw him at the Heartland Hoops Classic, just an outstanding job. So, Daddy, we go to the email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's time for H-Man in Riverdale, who is on kind of your rant, although he's taking shots at Stu. Greetings. Just greetings. I just can't contain myself. How can Stu Pidd from the Omaha World-Herald have the audacity to name Creighton Prep as the year-ending number one high school basketball team in the state? Anyone who watched the folly headlined as the boys' Class A final on Saturday could only be embarrassed. Embarrassed for the players, and embarrassed for the lack of quality teams in Class A. If there was ever a time for the NSAA to halt the medal ceremony, declare no winner, and hand ribbons to all the participants, it was after the Class A game. Lowest scoring game since 1945, and I bet there were still more points than passes. How humiliating for anyone ever connected to high school basketball in the state of Nebraska. H-Man goes on to say, clearly, Hastings St. Cecilia was the best boys' high school basketball team in Nebraska during the 08-09 season, but they actually proved it on the court. And in the time of the BCS, on the field, court, mat, wherever you're at, performance is no longer the primary way to judge a team. But instead of being objective, Stu Pidd selects a horrid prep team as his number one team. The question during the last half of the season was, what was the difference between this year's Lincoln Southwest team that had only lost two games and last year's 500 team? The correct answer is, there was no difference. Southwest was the same sorry team they were a year ago, and yet they still almost beat Prep. The Omaha World-Herald is a floundering fish wrap that has jumped the shark. My advice is to go out of business before you embarrass yourself yet again. H-Man from Riverdale.
I'm so much with him on this. You know what? There's no other class of basketball in Nebraska or anywhere else I've seen. When is it okay to, as hard as you can, make a diagonal cut from the three-point line, crash into four people, and then throw the ball up against the backboard, which very seldom draws any rim at all, and then fall to the floor, and then get up and beg the official to make a call? No other class does that except Class A. If you want to do that, don't play basketball. I suggest join the circus. Because that's all it is.
I've already asked for one apology from you and have not received it. You get on my case for constantly bashing Class A. Would you now like to apologize for that?
You know what? Perhaps this year you can make a case, and I'm sorry that
Was that a daddy apology on air officially?
Sorry. You know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on this one. I am sorry for. You can name some talent. This year, the best player in the state is Greg Smith from Ralston, undoubtedly. Jarrell Creighton, okay.
Well, one of the things, and if we get a chance to talk to Stu on the show today, and maybe try him right now, Derek, see if he's available. Try the house first. He's probably still sleeping from the big weekend. One of the things that was discussed is who will be on the Super State team. And that's one of those things we discuss off-air quite a bit during half times or while we're waiting for the next game or after the evening session, whatever the case may be. And really, there's only a couple of guys going into the state tournament that were solidly in that first two lines. A lot being made of young Austin Kotzer from Ewing, averaging 28 points a game. Is he worthy as a junior of being a all-class superstater? I walked over to Stu when we went to a halftime break of that Class A game, which was 17-16, after we had just watched Mr. Kotzer play in the state championship in D2. We went to a break. I took the headsets off. I walked down to Stu at midcourt, which, by the way, thank God the papers always are at midcourt. I walked down to Stu at midcourt and said, if this leaves any doubt about who should be on the Superstate team, and he agreed. So be looking for Mr. Kotzer on the Superstate team.
Well, right now, I think right now you got three players that stand out. Greg Smith, he's your captain. He's the best player in the state. Eliason, and then you've got Mr. Creighton. Those are the three players, period. I don't know where you look from there. And Mr. Katzer, I guess there's four.
Did you want to name your top 10?
Well, I came up with my top 10 this morning, and I unbiased here. I just got to watch some basketball. I got to see all the finals, other than the one right after Ravenna, because I was driving home. I watched every final from start to finish. I've got my number one team in the state is Hastings St. Cecilia, followed by Ralston. Number three, I've got Shadron. Number four, I've got Ravenna, then Freeman, then Pierce, then Bennington. Number eight, I've got Meade, who I thought, P.J. Quinn, fabulous job. And then, you know what? Number nine and ten, Omaha Creighton Prep and Lincoln Southwest, I chime in right there.
I challenge a Class A team to come to Grand Island and play in the Heartland Hoops Classic next February.
They won't do it.
Of course they won't. Of course they won't. They'll get beat. They'll get beat. You're right.
This whole segment, Doug, this whole segment, we've kind of been all over the place down there. With Paul Baronic and his implementation long ago of the no-suck culture, never won. Axtell, you're going to be the number one team. Brent Heinrich's one of my good friends. I love Brent Heinrich's at Axtell. You're going to have the number one team. But number one to me is Ravenna. Until somebody from their class can step up and beat Freeman, we watched all three Freeman games. We watched them, Doug. They were bigger. They were faster. They were quicker. I thought it was going to be an 18-point game. I am sorry, Coach Baronic. I am sorry, Ravenna people. I for totally, totally underestimated your basketball, no-nonsense approach to the game and basically led from start to finish.
Well, they have done there what Russ Neinmeyer and the crew did at Sandy Creek, Kathy Mettenbrink and the crew did at Centura. They implemented the new way to play, and it served them well for years and years and years, and other people had to catch up. Now people are having to catch up to Ravenna, and they're going to get beat from time to time, but they have the trophy at the top of the mantle. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with the coaches and a whole lot more. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Go to our webpage, ESPNSuperStation.com. You have to be a super fan to win a prize, and we're going through it just like we have in the past. It's off the main ESPN bracket. The group name is Doug and Daddy. The password, ESPN. The group name, Doug and Daddy. Password, ESPN. Get signed up today. Don't wait till Thursday morning. Don't forget Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. Hello, back after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yee-haw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1,500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Bracketology is the name. NCAA men's basketball is the game. Sign up before the play-in game Thursday by logging in as an ESPN Radio Superfan. Click on ESPNSuperStation.com and follow the links to compete. Then listen for total tournament coverage on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM beginning this week.
marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures will climb around 76 for a high with a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear conditions will then prevail tonight with a low around 40 as winds remain out of the southwest. Highs then rebound to the upper 60s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Monday, and we're getting ready for the NCAA Basketball Tournament, where you can catch all the games and your favorite foods and beverages at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where there's not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every day and night, and lunch specials 7 days a week because, well, they're open every day of the week. Whether it's NCAA men's basketball, women's basketball, the NBA, spring training, baseball, we're almost to that point. The golf tournaments, which are exciting over the weekend, it's all there. NIT's going on, Nebraska and Creighton playing in that. So if you want to watch it all, check out the Chicken Coop with their high-definition televisions everywhere. There's not a bad seat in the house, from wings to burgers to pizza and steak, fish, salad, whatever you want. Daddy loves the ribs or the chicken tender hoagie.
Those two are my personal favorites. But you know what? Nothing wrong with that pizza either. Drunken Italian is my favorite.
Shocking. Anyway, the Chicken Coop. Downtown Kearney, Grand Island. Enjoy some Keno. Enjoy a sandwich. Enjoy a drink. And enjoy your beautiful day.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Well, we have a developing story, as they say, as we've talked about various times here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The First Tier Event Center and the Tri-City Storm are for sale, as Joel Weans has said. We've went through a month and a half here of discussion, and now there's negotiations going on between the city of Kearney and Mr. Weans for the purchase of the First Tier Event Center. Now word is from the mayor of City of Kearney that those negotiations are on hold, and we bring in ESPN News Director Dylan Hunter to fill us in on a little bit more. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning. How's everybody up there?
Well, everything is great. We've got so much going on in the world of sports, and now we throw this on top. Word is that there may be another party interested in the purchase of at least the building or the Storm. What it got for us?
As a matter of fact, guys, I've got word from a couple different sources this morning that there are more than a few individuals interested in the purchase of not only the First Tier Event Center, but in the Tri-City Storm as well. I did speak earlier this morning, moments ago, with Mayor Stan Klaus, who declined to comment on anything other than the fact that city negotiations with the City of Kearney and First Tier Event Center are on hold temporarily. I spoke with Joel Weans, the owner of both, and basically all he would tell me, guys, is that I could call him back next Monday and he would give me a definitive answer, that he would not comment on any ongoing negotiations. Now, just prior to coming on the air, I got a call back from Jeff Cook, the general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Jeff did confirm to me that negotiations are in the works with an unnamed businessman to purchase both the First Tier Event Center and the Tri-City Storm as a collective package. So, Doug and Daddy, that's what I know right now.
Dylan, there's rumors out there the gentleman they're in contact with is out of Las Vegas. Can we confirm that?
I cannot confirm that right now, guys. All I can confirm is that there are more than one party, in addition to the City of Kearney, that are interested in purchasing this as a package deal. And it's an unnamed businessman. However, neither Jeff Cook, Stan Klaus, nor Joel Weans would confirm whether or not he is out of Las Vegas. So I would have to say that would have to stay unconfirmed at this point.
And we have no idea if any of those interested parties are local parties?
We have no idea whether they are local parties. And everybody's being pretty hush-hush about this right now, other than the fact that the mayor did tell me that the negotiations were temporarily on hold. He was very cordial. However, him and Mr. Weans both declined to comment on any type of further negotiations going on with the exception that Joel Weens did tell me I could call him back next Monday, I would assume that this story will be broke before then.
Dylan, I've got to assume, just by what I'm hearing, Stan Klaus's feeling, I'm reading into this a little bit, would be the city, if they had their choice, would just back out of the way and let some individual owner take over, and they would just be in full support of him.
I mean, I think that would probably be a fair assumption. I really don't want to speculate at this point on the feelings of the mayor or the city of Kearney in any way, but he was very cordial. He was very hospitable when I talked to him on the phone, and he said, you know what, Dylan, he said, I just really can't comment other than to say that the city's deal an offer to Weens is on hold temporarily. There are some other negotiations going on, and that's about as much as that he would say.
All right, Dylan, keep up the good work, and we'll keep our ear to the street.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, ESPN News Director Dylan Hunter with the latest on a change now in what is the continuing saga of the first-tier event center and the Tri-City Storm, where right now they are not moving forward with negotiations with the city of Kearney because there may be some other offers on the table. So we'll keep an eye and an ear on that and keep you up to date. Also, Tri-City Storm dropped a couple of close games over the weekend, competitive, but they fall 2-0 to Green Bay on Friday, then they lose 3-2 on Saturday. They have a St. Patrick's night. I don't know, is it green puck or green jerseys or what they're doing, but tomorrow night, 7:05, Des Moines will come in, face off at the First Tier Events Center. And one other bit of news here with the hockey team, and Derek could probably fill us in on more. Josh Berge is done for the season, suffered a concussion last week, and he's done, and the Storm have four games this week.
Yeah, a lot of games this week, coming up tomorrow, actually, to start him off. But Berge went down in practice. I guess it was a head to another player's knee type of thing, just kind of, you know, going into the boards, just went down. It,
fluke deal
kind of thing, concussion out for the rest of the season. But they were competitive this weekend. They played pretty well. Just the other guys got a couple extra goals, and that's the way things go.
Well, the boys' state high school basketball tournament played this weekend. There were some exciting times. It happened to be maybe at the end of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia, but for the Ravenna Blue Jays, it looked like they were going to pull away in the second half and maybe coast to a victory. That wasn't the case. As Archbishop Freeman. That team they played, Freeman, yeah. They went on a 20-4 run to erase a 15-point deficit. And then some little freshman kid did something.
Rebound brought down by Elliott Menzel, and looking for their second lead of the game. Menzel drives to Pella, layup good. And for the first time since the opening possession of the game, Freeman has taken the lead. A 20-4 run. 39-38, Connor Baronic long three, and he hit it. Connor Baronic with the patented 25-footer. And it's 41-39. Up the floor comes Freeman. Pella brings it in. Short jumper, no good. Hit the heel. Brett Douglas rebound, his seventh of the game. Ravenna's done a good job as they set up Baronic for another three. Got it!
As Carl Lewis would have said, and we welcome in the head coach of the Ravenna State Champion Blue Jays, Paul Baronic, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, once again, congratulations and good morning.
Thank you, and good morning to you guys. I don't know if it was a blessing or something, but you started talking, and all I could hear was Big Daddy laughing. You got shut down, so it was probably something that was on the side of the blessing, I suppose. So I'm not sure what you led me into, but I did hear something about some skinny freshman knocking down a couple shots, and then it just went blank there. Kind of like when he did shoot those, I kind of went blank after that, too. So.
Well, we just played back the part of the game where Connor hit those back-to-back threes, and you don't want to condense the run you guys made, but let's face it, that was the key swing in this whole basketball game, the way that you answered the run that Freeman put on.
Well, the thing that happened there, and we were watching film and laughing about it yesterday, was the fact that Connor took a charge that he thought he should have had. And if anybody's ever been around him, he's got a little vinegar in him every once in a while. He gets a little upset about things, and he just took it upon himself to, I think it would have been better for everybody on the Freeman side if they just called that charge, and he wouldn't have been so mad and gone down there and knocked those back-to-back threes down. And the funny thing on the second one, Adam drove back in there and said, turned around and flipped it to him and said, knock it down. So you know, when you have a senior like that telling you to do something, you just do what you're told. So,
Paul Baronic joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I go back to right at the start of the game. I think one of the biggest plays of the game, I thought, you know, going in that the matchup was a huge mismatch, really, with Mr. Slake, who's going to present a lot of problems at 6'8", 6'9". When Brett Douglas got him out of the box and knocked down the three, I thought that was huge for you.
I thought it was, too, and I got to give credit to Coach Shermer on that because he just kind of tapped me and said, hey, Bert's knocking them down. He ain't messing over there. He's just hit 10 in a row from that spot he likes to shoot. So I walked out there on the court and told him, listen, if he doesn't come out and get you, you just knock it down. And he passed on a couple and looked around, and then when he hit it, it was just like a breath of fresh air. And then, yeah, that did require him to step out of the lane and have to do some things. So,
well, he also boxed him out and got three or four rebounds real early in the ball game, and I commented he was not intimidated one bit by the taller 6'9" Schlake.
No, that's one thing about Brett. He's got, you know, ability. You know, I'm not for sure where at, but he's got confidence. He's got confidence beyond all belief, and he transcends that to the basketball court. So, you know, whatever ability he lacks, he makes up for it in confidence. And he's a very confident young man as far as the fact that he knows that his strength is his strength. And we bring his football mentality to the court, and that's what he loves, and we're fortunate to have him.
Paul, I still want to ask you how, because going into this game, I had monster doubts. They were bigger. They were faster. I thought they were a quicker team watching Mensel and Buttsboom. How did you corral those three and throw Slake in there and basically lead this deal from start to finish?
You know, we keep scratching our head the same way, figuring out, you know, how did we do this? And one thing about our kids is they just believe in each other. You know, they play such great team basketball. But the first thing when we sat down and after we saw the first two games and we watched more tape that night, we knew we were going to play them, Coach Duncan, Coach Basnett, and Coach Sherman and myself, we were sitting there, you know, our job was to convince ourselves first that we could beat these guys. And, you know, we started talking about things. We started talking about schedule. We started talking about, you know, it's hard to play three great games at the state tournament. You know, you talk to Dwayne Menlik, Mick Anderson, those type of guys who've been there many, many times. They will all tell you that those three consecutive games playing at a great level is very hard. So we thought, again, let's just stay the course. It's kind of been our theme, and let's run it. Let's push them. Let's do things that we do normally, and that's make them go up and down the court. And it was funny when Menzel was getting guarded by Mingus and then traded off with Corral, he kind of said something tongue-in-cheek to him about, you know, man, I'm tired. I'm tired of you guys running different guys in there. Will you just leave me alone? You know, so it was kind of a neat deal.
We're talking with the head boys basketball coach of the state champion Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, when you look back at the beginning of the year, we've touched on it a little bit, but specifically my thought was when talking to some of the folks Saturday after your game, would this team have been in the same spot when considering that you came in injured, Sean Payne, Josh Crowell didn't get to contribute early on, which made some of the other kids step up? Do you kind of think maybe if they were healthy, these kids wouldn't have been in this position?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing we kind of hung our head on, too. You know, we lost those two guys at the beginning of the year and said, you know, we're not going to concern ourselves with who's gone. We're going to concern ourselves with who's here. And if we do get those guys back, well, just think of what type of team we're going to have then. And, yeah, you know, you get Tyson Anderson and Trevor Sporn some more time than they're supposed to get. You get Brett Douglas starting and Riley Baronic starting to give them confidence in how to play at a high level. That just helped us immensely. We talked about that a lot.
Paul, I think a lot of coaches, if you pulled them out there, they would like to see, you know what, we're going to be 8, 9, maybe 10 deep to start the year, but we're going to kind of knock that number down and get our 7, 8 core guys. How did you get into the deal that it's okay, hey, we can run 11, 12 in even at times?
Right, and that's something I had to convince myself, too, is our coach, our girls coach, Jeff Thober, does a great job with that, and I you know, always saw him do it and always, you know, wished we could do it. And I was the same way. You know, we just start with, you know, 8, 9 guys, and we whittle it down to the 7 or 8 core guys and deal with the season that way. This year, you know, we really bought into it with the pattern substitution where certain guys played at certain times, and what it gave them was not only less confusion on the court and when they were doing stuff and where they were at and who the matchups were, it gave me less confusion. And anytime that can happen, that's a bonus. So.
Well, Paul, it's the second time that you and the coaching staff have had a chance to experience winning a state championship. And I know after that first one and probably what has happened a couple of times since then, you have to wonder, well, will we ever get to experience that again? So I'm sure this is still kind of sinking in for you guys.
It is. I'm walking around numb today. There's not a lot of art getting taught today, although I'm trying to struggle along with it. But it has been a great day, and I am. I'm just kind of in a fog. Either it's been lack of sleep or something. I just keep stumbling over things and hitting things. But it's a great feeling. It does erase some of the pains that we've had in the past with the runner-up team in 2006, which is by far one of the best teams I've ever coached. And then last year's group was a great basketball team, and we got tripped up by GICC in the semifinals, which was another team I thought that could win it. You know, it does ease some of those pains. But, again, we go back to the family atmosphere that we have. And the fun part about it is all those teams that were in those situations came back and rooted these guys on and celebrated with them, as well as the town did. The town met us at Main Street. We've got hay bales painted up by Todd Van Winkle and his crew and, you know, the gold medal winners and so forth on it. And so, with Mark Muehlbaum being down, he had a sign out that he had gotten done before he got hurt. The boys took a picture by that. So, we got a lot of heartfelt people just rooting for us, and we're very fortunate to have those.
Well, Doug, I got to be honest with you. I just want the T-shirt that says "How" on the front of it with a question mark on the back. Says "Cause Coach Baronic said so," and that's good enough for me, Coach. Congratulations. I still shake my head, but what a wonderful, wonderful way to finish up your season.
We're the same way. We just keep shaking our head, going, "I don't know how." But the best thing about it is we can all sit down with some big ribs from the chicken coop there and slop them down and get them all over our face and be happy about it. So
that sounds great, Coach. Hey, enjoy it.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Paul Baronic, the head boys basketball coach of the state champion Ravenna Blue Jays. We will talk with the head boys basketball coach of the state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Kevin Asher, coming up in just a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But again, Daddy, we're talking winners.
Well, we're talking winners. Whether you're looking for a hybrid with semi-flex ear with very good test weight, DynaGrow's got it. Very good late season intactness, DynaGrow's got it. Let's be honest, very consistent yielding hybrids, they've got it as well. You want a good overall disease package, DynaGrow's got it. We can go on and on. They've got the new genetics with excellent yield potential. Whether you're looking for the YieldGuard VT triple hybrids or Roundup Ready soybeans, they've got it. Oh, don't forget Everlast alfalfa. Why is it called Everlast? Because, well, it lasts forever. 1-800-652-9298. If you don't have what you need for your farming operation this spring, they've still got it for you at DynaGrow.
Speaking of winners, we haven't talked about Tiger Woods. Oh, that's because he didn't win. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
I'm guessing you're the kind of guy who loves ATVs and side-by-sides. But right now, you're having a hard time pulling the trigger on one because the economy's in the stink pot and there's an unofficial ban on buying anything that exceeds the fun meter of an unscented bar of soap. Well, pull up on the e-brake for a second, pal, and listen to this. Right now, you can get up to $1,000 in rebates on Polaris. We're talking 1,000 big ones, plus great available financing on select 2008 Rangers, Sportsmen, and more, plus great deals on 2009s. Think of it as your own personal economic stimulus package. It's called the Polaris XP event, and it's going on now at your local participating Polaris dealer. Hey, green means go, my friend, and nothing says green like 1,000 greenbacks and rebates plus great available financing. Extreme performance, extreme deals, the Polaris XP event. Offers end April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation congratulates the area's boys state high school basketball champions. Back-to-back titles in C1 for Hastings St. Cecilia.
They need a 3 to tie with 10. McClain near the timeline to Holmgren. Long 3 in the air is going to be short. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Trying to save it. It comes out to Holmgren for 3 in the air. In and out. No good. Hamburger rebounds with 2. With 1 second to go, the game is over. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks have won their second consecutive C1 state championship.
And in Class C2, the state champion, Ravenna Blue Jays.
39-38, Connor Baronic, long three, and he hit it. Connor Baronic with the patented 25-footer. Up the floor comes Freeman. Pella brings it in. Short jumper, no good. Brett Douglas rebound, his seventh of the game. As they set up Baronic for another three, got it! Connor Baronic has buried back-to-back threes, and it's 44-39 Blue Jays.
Congratulations from ESPN Radio.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures will climb around 76 for a high with a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear conditions will then prevail tonight with a low around 40 as winds remain out of the southwest. Highs then rebound to the upper 60s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's got a good feel to it.
See you there, so you play a little Cool in the Gang celebration. Of course, you heard the highlights there in our last break, so we won't get to those again just right here. But we will let you know that it is springtime, and it feels like it today. Track, soccer, baseball, softball, whatever it is, they've got the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks at the downtown Kearney Center. Bats, gloves, and bags coming in weekly. They also have $10 off all shoes in stock. And spring break, some people have been on it. Some people getting ready to go on it. Church groups going skiing. Maybe you need something. Maybe you need the whole package. Well, Misco's has the ski pants, gloves, and goggles you need. And right now, 50% off their entire stock of Columbia ski coats. So get ready for spring at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. And we welcome in to the Doug and Daddy Show another of the state high school championship coaches. We've been so fortunate to have so many great coaches to work with again this year. And congratulations to Hastings St. Cecilia and the Blue Hawks and Coach Kevin Asher. And I guess the first thing here is Kevin Asher, I believe, was the only person sitting on that bench that wasn't a part of the state championship team last year. Kevin, you kind of really wanted this too, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess there was probably some hunger there from my own perspective. But, yeah, we're just happy for the kids that they got a chance to repeat.
Kevin, any talk, I brought it up earlier on the show, that after the Class A game, that you just said, guys, they just set basketball back 50 years in the state of Nebraska. We're going to do something about it. Take it upon our shoulders. Did you discuss that at all?
No, we didn't. But the TV announcers said, please make some shots the first half so we can keep people interested in the state basketball tournament. How ironic, both teams come out firing and knocking down shots left and right. And really, that wasn't what I thought it would be, because I thought maybe both teams might be a little tight. And, you know, they weren't. Played loose and shot the ball well.
Kevin, if you would have told yourself, if somebody would have told you, I guess, at halftime that you would have shot what you did, and that the game would come down to 3 points, you would not have believed that, would you?
No doubt about it. You know, that type of shooting is going to usually win you quite a few games by a larger margin. And but, you know, Shadron was playing at a high level, and we knew that going into the semifinals. I said, this is not the team we saw in Grand Island a month before that, and they proved that they're worthy of where they're at.
Kevin Asher, head coach of the state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Speaking of tight, was that the case in the semifinal against Pierce in the first half?
I think it could have been. I thought we did some really nice things executing our offense, but boy, we just saw the wrong colored jersey once in a while and ended up on the defensive end quite a bit in transition defense. And, you know, Pierce and us have went back and forth the last couple of years. They keep knocking us out of the football playoffs, and we've been fortunate enough to get them in basketball. But, yeah, that could have been some of it. And, you know, Pierce had a lot to do with it, I think. They just executed everything and were really hitting shots and so forth, the offensive end, and in a nice flow. And the momentum was all on their side, especially in the second quarter.
Kevin, I guess we're talking high school kids, and maybe you can touch on this a little bit and step around some coach speak. But I would have thought, and I think, again, the thought among the press was once you got by Pierce, that was going to be the state championship game. Everybody was waiting for Shadron to get beat. How did you tell the kids, hey, Pierce was not the state final, Shadron is the state final?
Well, we talked about that that night after at our meetings, and you know, we had a real emotional win that day, Friday, and you have to get your kids refocused. And we said, now, you know, I think our kids kind of wanted to play Shadron. I think the challenge was there just due to the fact that they were undefeated and number one, and you know, we were preseason number one, so they had, you know, kind of done something. They had something we hadn't had, and they were rated ahead of us in the all class and everything. So that little piece right there kind of played into our hands, kind of nice. And our kids wanted to repeat, and I think any challenge, it wouldn't matter who it was, but that was a nice little thing to add to it.
Kevin, you mentioned that All-Nebraska top 10 and your coaches poll. Who do you have at number one?
I don't get to do the polls, and I really don't. I don't like that.
In a mythical way, who would you have at number one?
Oh, you got to go with the Class A state champion. I just really believe that. You know, would we play in Class A every single night? You know, I don't know if we could win a state championship there. It's just, that is something for.
I don't want to call
state title. You just wouldn't go 24-1.
I don't want to call the coach a liar, but his pants are on fire right now.
One thing that we can touch on, though, Kevin, is you are placed third in the, you know, all class top 10, which is the highest finish ever for a C1 school. I mentioned at the top of the program, I don't think that's possible if it's not for the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Ralston win really put our name out there, and I think everybody knew we were a solid Class C1 team. And, you know, through the summer was when I really found out. We played Central, and we had them down 17 at one time and ended up losing at the buzzer. We played Benson, and, you know, we played Creighton Prep, and we're ahead 8 in the third quarter. And, I mean, these are pretty legitimate-type basketball games for the summer. Ralston puts on a really nice camp. And when we did that, and we ended up losing but to Prep that day by 6, I thought to myself, man, this group with some little bit of luck can really do something special. And, you know, the Ralston game did. It put us on the map statewide as far as that goes and opened the eyes and, you know, gave us some momentum to these kids that, hey, don't look back. It's all, it's all going to be tough from here on out. But our kids accepted that fact, and, we had a little bit of hangover from the Ralston win. I thought the first next couple of weeks we weren't quite as crisp, but then we regained that once it came district time.
Kevin, before we let you get out of here, everybody wants to talk about Eliason and what the matchup problems he presented for you. I thought Matt Stirrup did a great job on him throughout the game, and, of course, Doug and Mary paid me to say that. But nonetheless, I thought, what was your philosophy going in to keep him away and to not let him go off?
Well, we knew he's a great player, and if you let him get within 6 feet of the basket, you saw how in the first half he drew a lot of fouls on Anstein and even Matt. He just leans in really well, and I thought maybe he was drawing the contact and we were going straight up. We told our kids to hold our feet. But I think the biggest key was we tried to keep him outside of that halo of 6 to 8 feet, bump him as he gets to the free throw line and see if he'll establish himself there. And then we didn't double him. I don't know if you noticed. noticed we didn't double him hardly ever all night because of the fact that he's 6'11", and their offense was based on cutting off of him, and he did a great job of finding cutters, and we told our other kids, we're just going to have to live with him getting 10 to 14 points, and everybody else hopefully doesn't get any points from his assist because he's a good assist man too. So we did that, and in the second half, we played a wider body on him, obviously, in Big Matt, and he did a great job of just mirroring him, staying in front of him, and wearing him down. And, you know, as long as we could rotate 2-3 bodies on him most of the game, I think he was non-effective late in the fourth quarter because of having those bodies on him all night.
He's the head coach of the state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Kevin Asher. And, Kevin, once again, congratulations. And, by the way, speaking of Anstein, ask Terry how he thought the officiating was.
Well, they should probably watch Terry officiate sometime. That's probably the... No, he's probably listening, but,
He was standing up giving the touchdown signal a whole bunch of times, so I think that was touchdown. I don't know. But anyway, Hey, Kev, thanks so much. Always appreciate the time, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug and Daddy, for the coverage.
Kevin Asher, head coach of the state champion Bluehawks. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Jeff Dittman, the head coach of Hastings College, as they get ready for the national semifinals tonight. Stu Pospisil unavailable, which is okay because we're running out of time. We're going to try and have him on tomorrow's show, which is live for 2 hours from Cunningham's on St. Patrick's Day, 11-1. Green eggs and ham back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Imagine losing everything on your home or office computer. Your photos, business records, financial documents, music, everything gone. What an absolute nightmare. That's why you have to back up your computer. Carbonite Online Backup is what I not only recommend to my listeners, it's what I use. First of all, it's easy. It backs up your computer automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's inexpensive, unlimited backup for less than $50 a year. It's secure. They use the same encryption as online banking does. And peace of mind. It recovers files with just a few clicks. I use it. My friends use it. It's a no-brainer. Here's a special offer. Use it for 15 days, free trial, no credit card required. 2 months free with any subscription. Available if you enter my name, Colin, in the offer code box. Don't wait. Back up with Carbonite today. Try it free. Go to Carbonite.com. Before you do anything else, enter the offer code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures have climbed around 76 for a high with a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear conditions will then prevail tonight with a low around 40 as winds remain out of the southwest. Highs then rebound to the upper 60s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far.
Hour back, Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget our Superfan Challenge going on. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You become a super fan. It takes about a minute and a half. It's really not. I mean, we don't ask for your Social Security number. We don't ask for your home, you know, whatever. It's very simple. We don't pass that information along. You become a super fan. They send you to the motherboard. Then you join Doug and Daddy group. The password is ESPN. That's what you need to do. Be a part of the Superfan Bracket Challenge, because it's going to be a wonderful. There's great prizes to be given away. It gets bigger and better every year. I mean, 380-some people last year, and it'll just continue to grow.
2 million.
2 million.
2 million, I think, last year. And I'm sure adding his name to the Doug and Daddy pool when he comes back from winning a national championship will be Jeff Dittman, the head coach of the Hastings College women. Coach, congratulations as you get ready for tonight's national semifinal.
Well, thank you, but you guys are about two games ahead of an announcement here.
Well, we just had a chance to talk with a couple of the boys' state high school basketball coaches, including Coach Asher from right there at Hastings St. Cecilia. And I guess he was in a position that maybe you are in. You took Dakota State to the Elite Eight twice, but now you're going to the Final Four for the first time. I guess just your feeling.
Well, you know, we played some great basketball down here so far against some great teams. I think when we looked at the bracket initially, we felt that our first-round game was a very tough ball game against College of Idaho. Certainly the second-round game against Shawnee State, if we advanced that far, the number two team in the country, a perfect 31-0 record, and they didn't have a lot of weaknesses. And then when you got through that, you end up with conference foe Concordia, who you know, Drew and I can draw each other's offenses up better than maybe we can do our own. So it was going to be a tough bracket, and now we face the College of the Ozarks, which, you know, great tradition, been in the national championship game the last 3 years in a row, and has another outstanding basketball team.
Jeff, I got to go back to the start of this deal. It's one thing to say, you know what, we can maybe get by this if we play well. How do you get the girls to believe from where you were seated that they can win ball games at this level?
You know, I didn't do a thing. It's just the makeup of the Hastings College women's basketball program. They get into this national tournament, and there's an entirely different persona takes over for them, and they walk into the Tyson Center here, and they believe this is their gym, to so to speak, and that's how they played. We have really toughened up. We've done all the blue collar things that we needed to do, and we've had some outstanding performances by our known stars, so to speak, but through people like Kim Feynman and Heather McKeon and Amber Coolis, Rachel Isherwood, who kind of play in the shadows of Lindsay Ducey and Kate Brockmeyer all the time, and they've just done a fantastic job.
Jeff Dittman, the head coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're in a unique situation where you're in a national tournament, but if you play these last three games, if you win tonight and go to the final tomorrow, you will be familiar with all the opponents. Obviously, Concordia in the quarterfinals, a conference foe. If you make it to the national championship, it'll be either Morningside or Northwestern. And you did play College of the Ozarks and beat them on your home court in early January. What, I guess, scouting report-wise, what went well in that ball game, and what are you going to have to do well again tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're a hard-nosed group of young ladies, and they do all the blue-collar things as well. To me, the first priority tonight is obviously their guard. Kayla Combs is one of the best guards in the country, and Kim Feynman will have the task of guarding her the same as she did in Hastings earlier in the year, and see if she can do the same job against her. I think the next thing is that they go to the boards extremely well, and we're going to have to be very physical with them to keep them off of the boards and don't let them have second and third chances. And then on the offensive end, you know, it's again going to be a situation. They know us pretty well. This will be the third game in 12 months, and counting the semifinal game last year that we played against each other. So it'll come down to being able to create some offense. The offense will take us to spots, but then it's going to come down to making individual plays. And to this point in the tournament, we've done pretty well with that.
Jeff, when you got people that make individual plays at this time of the season, with the scouting reports are out, it's almost some unknowns that have to step up and make things happen. Who are those unknowns for you?
Well, you know, if you look at how Kim has played in the last, say, 3 weeks in particular, going back to the Nebraska Wesleyan game where she scored, came back with 21 the next ball game, she has really done a great job of putting the ball on the floor, penetrating and creating shots for.
Uh-oh. It's cell death. I think we just ran into cell death there, Derek.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
Let's try real quick to wrap things up. We'll get him back. We're kind of over time here. But, again, while we catch up with the coach again here, see if we can pick him back up on his cell phone up in Sioux City. You can hear the game tonight at 8 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS. Nebraska's NIT game can be heard on the Breeze 94.5 FM tomorrow night. They play at New Mexico. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock, St. Patrick's night. As if you needed another reason to stay up. Creighton's game against Bowling Green. Yeah, Creighton. They didn't make the NCAA tournament, by the way. They're going to play Wednesday night. Coach is back with us here. Coach, just kind of a final thought as we let you get out of here. You mentioned College of the Ozarks. What a ball game that was in the national semifinals last year. Did the girls bring up to you anything about that?
You know, I think both teams kind of look at it as a big ball game personally. I know Ozarks has kind of made the comment to a couple of other folks that they were hoping that we would get out of that bracket so they'd have another shot at us again. They felt that they could play better than they played in Hastings when we beat them. So, and, you know, again, with it being the third time to play in a year and two of them being under the biggest spotlight that there is, I think you'll see two teams really get after each other and play a great ball game tonight.
How's the officiating been up there?
You know what? I try and stay focused on what's happening on the floor, and you know, there's times when I think the officiating is doing a tremendous job, and then there's times I bite my lip a little bit. But you know, overall, it's kind of like the play. It's the national tournament. They're allowing teams to play a little bit. They're not trying to foul people out by making the light call. So I've appreciated the job they've done.
Well, Jeff, we'll be listening back here in the Tri-Cities tonight. Best of luck. Congratulations on the run so far. And a win tonight gets another phone call from us tomorrow.
Sounds great. I hope we're talking together tomorrow.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Jeff Dittman, head coach of Hastings College. They play tonight at 8 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS. It's also on the web at hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com. You can get to that from ESPNSuperstation.com. But directly, hastingslink.com. Also, want to congratulate the UNK wrestling team. They finished fourth of the nation at the Division II Championships. Didn't have a good first round at all Friday, but really battled back. Marty Usman led the way by finishing second, although he
beat that kid three stinking times.
Shadron State chump. And congratulations to UNK's Samantha Murphy, Kelly Dring, and Alan Osborne, all becoming All-Americans at the Division II Indoor Track and Field Meet. This past weekend in Houston. They were all in Houston. We will be at Cunningham's tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day, 11-1. We're lining up a lot of special guests. Stop by and see us for St. Patrick's Day and all the great deals. Irish music, Irish drinks, food. It's going to be fun, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Wild Clover, they're a band. You don't smoke it.
That's right. And get your NCAA Doug and Daddy bracket sheets filled out at ESPNSuperstation.com. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.